Wir haben Daf Pei Amid Aleph. Let us just quickly skim through the Gemara and the Sugya, which is a very difficult Sugya. Just learn a few Rashis and then go further. Amar Reish Lakish, that's the end of Ayin Tes Amid Beis. We had here a Chazake of Bonea Koruch Achel, that if you see their small children and they're attached to the mother, that is a rayem, that she's a mother. So lo yishanu ella bekotchi yakbu. We'll learn the way Rashi learns. That's only negeya if the father's a koyin, will mavara, the mother's a miyucheses. Now the shaila is if the children are permitted to eat trumim. So we rely on this chazaka, since the children, the bonim ktanim akaru chachel, so that is a raya that these are her children. Avol biyuchsin, like when it comes to yuchsin, if these are bonis to marry kahanim, we do not rely on this chazaka of koru chachel to be a biru by yuchsin. By yuchsin, we need a better biru. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilo biyuchsin. Rabbi Yochanan says the biru of koru chachel is sufficient by yuchsin also. Ba'oz the Rabbi Yochanan letamei. Omar Rabchiya Baraba Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Malkin ala chazokis. Rabbi Yochanan had said one gives malkis on a chazokis. Soiklin b'soifin ala chazokis. Vein soifin tuma ala chazokis. He said there are different chazokis which have different halachis. Malkin ala chazokis ke Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda uchzike nido b'shcheino yisel. Pala loike leo mishum nide. That means we are speaking about dvorim horigilim liyos. When we speak about chazak over here, we're speaking about things which normally occur at certain times. And is this sufficient to be mevarer in yonim? So that's called, that's the chazakis that we are speaking about over here. So Rab Yochanan said, "Malkin ala chazokis." Rab Yehuda, the Omer Rab Yehuda, urzeka nida b'shcheino yisel. Baal aloika leo mishum nida. Pizman Chazal, there was a regilus that a isha when she became a nida, there were special begodim she used to wear. So when she put on these begodim, this is like a message that Lemaise, she's a Tmeya. So Balo Loika Leo Mishum Nide. This is enough of a biru to give Malkis. Soiklin Vesurfin ala Chazokis. Rabbi Yochanan said, Soiklin Vesurfin ala Chazokis, Kidarabe Baravune. Tamarabe Baravune, Ish Vishot, Tinik Vetinoikis. Shigdilu b'soich habayis, that there was a husband and a wife, al kaponim, they were acting as husband and wife, and there were two children, tinik v'tinoikis, that the anhaga was that they were acting like children. Shigdilu b'soich habayis, niskolin zel zev, nischofin zel zev. So this cheskas, this chazake of regilis, of acting as parents, as acting as children, this is enough of a biru to be mevarer to us halachically, that this is a father and a daughter, and a mother and a son, and if therefore, if one was boil the other, will give Mrs. Besni. Omar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Mishim Bar Kapore, Maise Beisha Shabos Lerushalayim, V'tinek mulkav lo al kseifa. And she came to Yerushalayim with a small child, Pigdilosa, and she was Megadol, the child. Ubo aleo, and b'vais hayomim, he was b'yelo, v'yivim lebezen v'soklo. And here, it is spelled out clearly, loy mipnei shebno v'adai. This is not proof that this is her son. Could very well be it's not her son. And if Adam, this is her son. But the actions, the anhage between these two is like a son to a mother. This is a sufficient biru to give skila. And it could be, we mentioned here two halachas. There's one halacha that Malkin alachazok is, and one halacha that Cyclin alachazok is. But since we are speaking about two distinct chazokis, two distinct regilasin, this is a levisha of Bigdei Nidus, this is a ichoch of Karuch Acher, and we'll see as the sugya progresses, we cannot compare one chazake to another chazake. One chazake could be a sufficient bira halachically, and another chazake cannot be a sufficient bira halachically. You have to know what the chazake is. So it could be that is why it is mentioned as two different halachas. One halacha is malkin ala chazake. The chazaka of Levishas Bigdei Nideh is enough of a bira to give malkis. The chazake of Karuch Acher is enough to give skila. But then Rabbi Yochanan said, there's a third chazake, which is not sufficient to be seiref truma bishvila. Ve'ein seiref in truma ala chazakes. But a chazake, a ichoche, a regilis, which would seem to show that the truma became tome, we will not rely on this ichoche to be seiref the truma. The Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, and we have a machlokes in this, a machlokes Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, Serfin ala chazokes. Reish Lakish held that a chazoke, and the chazoke we are going to speak about soon, is enough of a birur to burn trume. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein Zerfen. Rabbi Yochanan holds this chazake is not sufficient to burn trume. Va'ozdu l'taymayu. Now, this machlokes is how to understand pshat in the chachamim. This nan, we learned in the Mishneh, we learned the way Rashi learns pshat, we didn't learn Taisus yet. Tinaik shenimtso betzad ha'isa. We find that tinaik, that is next to a isa of trume, ubotzeik biyodai, and he has a piece of dough in his hands, and we can rightfully assume, but did he get a hold of this dough? There's a big isa over there, so he took some dough. So now we have to be mevara the status of this tinnik. Is this tinnik tame? We have circumstantial evidence. Yizicha touched the dough. We see the botzik in his hand, so we know he touched the dough. Now we have to investigate and be mavara. What is the status of this tinnik? If this tinnik is tame, so the dough is tame. The tinnik is not tame, so then. And the dough is also not tummy. Rameyer metayer. Rameyer is metayer the dough. And Rameyer metayer means you're allowed to eat this dough. Now this is trume, and we have Sveikis, maybe this tinnik is tomei, afal pikein, remeyam metayam. V'chachomim metamim, the chachomim are metame the dough. Bibnei she darkoi shel tinnik letapeyach. Because the derech of a tinnik is letapeyach. And let us just see the Rashi on the vial on this Mishneh. Ubotzeik biyodai, biyodua shenoto min heise. If he's holding dough, where do you get this dough from? He got it from the sise. So zicha touched the ise. Now, the chachamim hold, darkoi shel tinnik letapeyach bishrotzim unevelei shebaashpe. That a child normally is touching the dvorim that are found in the ashpe, including the dead shrotzim, the nevelis. So memele, if that is the derek of a tinnik, that is the anhog of a tinnik, so memele, so we assume that he's tamei, and therefore the isa is tamei. That's what chachamim betamei. Vavinam bo, my time de rameya. Now why is rameya metaya? So the Gemara says, Kosova rameya holds, reif tenoikis metapri. That is true. Reif tenoikis are metapeyach. Umiyot ain metapri. There's a miyot tenoikis which are not metapeyach. It's not a yisoid musid avadai. That all tinaikas are metapchen, life tinaikas are metapchen. So we have here, facing us, a situation that mitzad roiv, I could assume, that the tinik is tamei. And therefore the isa became tamei. But there's a miya tinaikas, which is also a tzad, which is also a possibility, that are not metapeyach. Be'isa becheskas tara imedes. And the isa was becheskas tara. So now I have a shaila. Can I rightfully assume that the status of the isa changed? So Rameya says, usmeich miyuta lechazoke. So let us combine, first of all, so there are two factors over here. There's one factor that I should tell the Iseb Alches Kastar. It was toil till now. So let's tell the Iseb Alches Kastar. And there's a possibility that this tinik is from the miyotinikis, which are not metapech ba'ashpet. So memela, so we combine the smiut possibility together with the chazoke, israle rube. So the roiv, which I have, that the roiv tinoikis metaprim, is isra, is counteracted by the miut pitzir of the chazoke. So we have to understand what does Israelei Ruba mean. L'chayre, we'll see in Taisvis, it means that it's machtza al machtza. L'chayre. So it's machtza al machtza, so we have a suffix. So why is one permitted to eat from the Isa? That's a problem. But let us just go further. The Rabbonon miyute kemanda lesa domi. The Rabbonon do not hold that we should assume or to take into consideration this miut, which is, there is such a miut, that is true, but when it comes in Birur HaSveikis, we don't take a miut into consideration when we have a life that is mevarel what had happened. So they don't assume that a miut is a possibility. I don't clear of a possibility which is only a miut. Miyute keman de lesse, dummy. So that means, in the shaila, is the tinek tome, I should assume, that's what I assume, that he's taketome. And now, so that would mean that the Issa became tome. And the Issa has a cheskes tares, ruba vechazoke, ruba odif. So therefore, I have a roiv that is telling me, that the Issa is tome. So that's pshat. Bechachomim metamim. Bechachomim ametamim. They said, Darke shoti tinek letapeach, and mute is commandless. So we have here the vile amachloikes between Rameir and the Chachamim. Do we say, mute command the Issa, and we mitzarev the mute with the Chazoke, and it's Isra leirube, and therefore Rameir is metair? Or do I say, miyute command the lesser, and then it's a rube vechazoke veruba ode. And therefore, that's a chachamim hold. And therefore, a chachamim ametamim. Now, according to these chachamim, so what do you do now with the truma? Omer Reish Lakish, Mishim Rabbi Shai, Zuhi, Sheserf, and Oles HaTrum. According to the chachamim ametamim, means I assume it's vadai tomi. Rube vechazoke, rube odif. I assume it's vadai tomi. So I have a bureau of roiv that tells me it's tomi. Zuhi shesurf no salas hatrume. So we'll burn the trume. Roiv tells me that the trume is tomi. So just like I can rely on roiv b'chola terekula, I rely on roiv legabi this mitzvah of sreif is trume. In Rabbi Yechino Oma, Ein Zu Chazoke Shesef Nalei Trume. This Chazoke of Reif Tinoikes Betapchen Ba'ashpe is not a Chazoke that is Bekoyach to burn Trume. We'll come back to this, but just let's go a little further. Ela eizoi chazoke le Rabbi Yechanan shesurfen oleos hatrumen. So now the Gemara asks, I hear, this chazoke is not strong enough to be soirif as hatrumen. Eizo chazoke shesurfen oleos hatrumen. Kedisnan? I'll tell you a case. Kedisanya. Isa besoich habayis. There was an Isa shel trume besoich habayis. Ushrotzim utzfardim metaplim shom. Now it seems this bias played host to unwanted guests. It means there was an entrance, not through the front door, but there was an entrance for shrotzim, tomei dekishrotzim from the, and tzfardim who are not tomei to enter the house. And they always were unwelcome visitors, but they were in the house. Now, it seems there is such a nature by these animals that they shed chalokim of their evorim. They shed chalokim of their evorim. So that means one can pass by and he sees a part of a leg, a part of whatever it is, and it's there. It was shed. It falls off from these shorts. Now, to our dismay, we come in one day, we made a beautiful Isa of Trume, and I see on the Trume, there's some shed Evorim. Now, these Evorim, even though the animal who shed them is alive, but these Evorim are dead. So this is metame, like a sheretz is metame b'yadayim. It's metame, it's an avatume. Now the shaila is the evorim of a sheretz, which is a tzov, and the evorim of a tzvardeya have a tremendous similarity. So I go and I look at the Issa, which of 12 Trume, and I see on top of the Issa a Aver of one of the, of it's either a Tzfardeya, Oder, or a Tzof. I haven't the faintest idea which animal it is. If it's a Tzfardeya, so the Issa is still Toher. If it's a Tzof, she's a Sheret, so the Issa is Tomei. Knesnan Issa b'soich habayis. There was an Issa. U'shrotzim u'tzfardiyim metaplim sham. They shed chalokim of their evorim in that bayis. V'nimtso chatiches b'issa. And I found now some chatiches from these animals on the Issa. So the Shaila is, from which, is it coming from a Sheretz? Is it coming from a Tzfardaya? So the Halach is, im roiv shrotzim, if roiv of these unwelcome visitors are Tzovim, not Tzfardim, Tmeya. Im roiv Tzfardim, if roiv are Tzfardim, Tahir. Then the Issa is Tahir. Let us see Rashi. Look at Rashi. We'll go back to the previous Machlekes. Rashi says, Smeich meyuta de ein metapchem, a meyahot, Smeich meyuta de ein metapchem, the chazoke de ise, we have a miyut of tinoikas which are not metapeich bashpe, the ise is a cheskes tare, V'yisra rube de metaprim, de la rameya loy botel miyuta legamri. Rameya does not hold that a miyut is not a possibility that one does not have to reckon with. A miyut is also a possibility. The shemina lay the chayishla miyuta. Rameya holds chayishla miyuta. Hilkach bim kaimayayimit. It is a possibility. Perhaps not such a shchichdik possibility, but it is a possibility that one should think about. V'chim mashkach midi le'itztarufi b'hadei mitztarif. And if I'll have another factor in the sofik, which will be able to combine with this miyut, so I'll combine them. I have now two factors that are telling me that maybe the Issa is toyer, the Issa the cheskes tarif, number one, and number two, I have a miyut tinoikis, which are not meyim, and I'm a tapeich bashpe. So these two factors combine and unite, and are menaged the roiv, which is telling me that this is tomei. The chachomim od miyute kemandale sedomi, the botalei legabe rupe, becomes botal to the roiv. It's not pshat, roiv is not, miyut is not pshat, it's a possibility, which one should think about. The chachamim hold, no, that the aloche that you go bas a roiv is pshat, is that I don't have to think that there was another oifen. I assume that's it, you go bas a roiv. The botalei legabi rube, verabono tamayd lechayshi lemiyuta, they're never machma, they're never chayshi lemiyuta, because they hold a miyut is not a possibility which halachically one should consider. Zuhi, Sereish Lakish said, Zuhi shesayf no les atrupe. Zuhi chazoke, this is a chazoke shesayf no les atrupe. This is what Reish Lakish holds. Cheskas tinoikesh, Shemarziken letafeach, this chazoke that we assume that tinoikis ametapeach bashbe, soifun ole trume. So this chazoke you can be soif trume. The high metamin the kome rabbon. That what the rabbon is the kome metamin, lischef kome. We assume halachically that it's tome and therefore you burn it. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Ein zul chazok es eserfin." Ki amri rabbonim metamin. Metamin means not to burn it. Metamin means don't eat it. Rabbi said, "You're allowed to eat it. Don't eat it." Ki amri rabbonim litlois kamri. It's hanging. You're not eating it. You're not burning it. You're not doing anything with it. So the Gemara had asked, when does Rabbi Yochanan hold that you soyref al pi chazoke? Shrotzim. So you had a house, isem b'soych ha'bayis, u'shrotzim u'tzfardim metaplim shom. Shrotzim tzov ha'doyme l'tzfardaya. Ha'tzov tome, v'atzfardaya toya. Atzfardaya is toya. Metaplim shom, and we have there these animals, oisim nipulim nipulim, chatichos, that we find chatichos from these animals that fell off, v'nimtzu chatichos b'isim, v'ein yadua im shel shrotzim oy shel tzfardim. Im roiv shrotzim, im habayis murzekes. The bayis is murzek, liyosh shrotzim mitzuyim shom yoysa mitzvardim. Tomei. So then the Yisr is tomei afli sorif. De chazoke verube de Yisr kamonu. This is a chazoke plus a rube de Yisr kamonu. Avalehide tinek rube de lesa kamonu. Now, before we go further, let us just mention a few ha'ores. One ha'ore, we see there are certain chazokes that you are Sayrif Trume, there are certain chazokes, and there's a machlokes. Vishlakish holds, you are Sayrif Trume. Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're not Sayrif Trume. And then there's a chazoke, that I feel according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're Sayrif Trume. These are different chazokes. When it comes to Sreifas Trume, we find over here, Vishlakish relies on chazoke. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't rely on chazok in the first case of the chazoke of roiv tinoikis metapchis. When it comes before to yuchsin, there Reish Lakish does not rely on the chazoke of koruch acher, and Rabbi Yochanan does rely on the chazoke of koruch acher. So, we cannot say that one is more liberal than the other, or one is more machna, one is more mekel, because we see that that each one changes his opinion by different chazokes. So, Pemison the Pnei Yeshua mentions this, that so it seems each chazoke there is a machlokes, is this chazoke strong enough to be mevara what we're talking about? Is it not strong enough to be mevara? Like I be the chazaka of koruch achel, Rabbi Yechanan for some reason held it's strong to be mevara seiklem v'seifen on this chazaka of koruch. Reish Lakish held chas v'shalom. This chazaka of koruch is not enough of a biril to be seiklem v'seifen. I feel by yuchsin it won't help. When it came to the chazoke of Reiv Tenoikis Metapchis Ba'ashbe, then it was fakelt. For some reason, Reish Lakish held this is a strong enough biro to be Sayrev Trume. Rabbi Yochanan held it's not a strong enough biro to be Sayrev Trume. The chazoke, but now if it was Hurzik, that Shrotzim and Tzvardim. Now Rashi said, Im Reiv Shrotzim, Im Habayis Murzekes, Liyais shratzim mitzuyim sham yaisa mitzvardim. Then this chazake, Rabbi Yochanan is also maide. We see there's different types of chazakes. Now, let us just mention that, looking at the Gemara says, when the Gemara spoke about by Tinoikis, the Gemara says Roiv and Miut. The Yudod or Miut commander less. And there the Gemara says Roiv and Miut. Here also by Shrotzim, we're also talking about Roiv and Miut. Roiv Shrotzim, Miut Shrotzim. We're also talking about Roiv and Miut. But vi nisht vi, this is a sugi of chazok over here. We're not going, you're surfing up in chazokis, you're not surfing up in chazokis. So it seems the shayrish of our information originates from the inyan of chazoke, of anhoge. Now the chazoke gufe is mathematical equations. This chazoke that we have, that's regil, that it's regil to be metapeyach, it's regil, dachsechmir, by shrotzim and tzvardim. Murzekes li shrotzim etzim shem yaisem mitzvardim. That means like this, when the day when we found these evorim on top of the ise, we did not say, oh, Shrotzim, please raise your hand, and they will start counting that. That was not the story over here. We did not have this convenience of being able to count how many Shrotzim there are, how many Tzvardim there are. But we have a Murzekes. We have that it was Ragul. That means most of the time, what happened is they haven't the faintest idea. Could be the Shrotzim decided to go to the next door neighbor. The Tzvardim decided to fill up this house. That could also be possible. But it's Murzekes. That means this is a Regilus. That most of the time when we find these unwelcome visitors in the house, most of these visitors are Shrotzim, not Tzvardim. But the Shoyrish of our information is Chazoke, not Roiv. No, the Chazoke, it's a Roiv that is created from a Chazoke. And the same thing by Metapchim. It's a Chazoke. That means, again, there is a Regilus. So we have a Sugya of Chazoke. And we have... We have a sugya of chazoke, and some chazokes, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and the alimis of the chazoke of Koruch and the alimis of the chazoke of chazoke tenaikes metapchem. If it's a strong chazoke, it's a psashvacher chazoke. And then Rashi says here, Rashi wants to differentiate for some reason, why this chazoke, Rabbi Yochanan is metame, and the other chazoke, Rabbi Yochanan is not metame. So Rashi differentiates between this is aruba de isa kamon, and this is aruba de lesa kamon. This is aruba de lesa kamon. That's what Rashi says. We have to understand what Rashi means over here. But let us again mention the Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, which is never very schwer to understand. Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, Rashi said, "Vein serfen truma ala chazokis, dovo shehu tomei mitoich chazoke." Something that's tomei alt chazoke. V'loi mitoich raye. A something, which here we're talking about a tinnik, that we know al pi chazoke that he's tome, not al pi raya. I don't know that. Vinoga betume. And this dovel, this tinnik, who al pi chazoke is tome, touch tume. כגיין תינק, שהוא סתומה מוחזק תומה. I assume that he is tome. Shemechapes ba'ashpe. He's usually looking around in the ashpe. Sheev shem nebeles ha'shotzim. V'noga betume. And this tinnik, who is becheskas tume, v'noga betume, ein zerfen. I don't, so here Rabbi Yechon said ein zerfen, ele teile. Ked meforesh taime. Like the Gemara says, Kedamrin and Hamed Isa al Cheskas Tare, Yishtel Isa al Cheskas Tare, Ve Elohu mi Miyot Atinaikis, and he's from the Miyot, Shaloi Tipach. So we mentioned last week, this Rashi is a Pachad Neira. Rashi, this is Rameya Svore. Rameya is the one that says, Smoich Miyuta Lachazoke, Ve Isra Loi Rube. And now, Rashi says, this is the svar of Rav Yechon according to the Chachomim, who hold Miyuta command the lesson. All of a sudden, Rashi says, a whole Megillah over here, yeah, there's a Miyuta Ranat. There's a Miyuta Ranat Metapeach, and there's a Cheskas Taira. This is very difficult to understand, but let us go a little further, and then we'll see Taisvis. Then perhaps, maybe we'll have a little understanding in Rashi. Bekitza, we had here a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in what the Chachamim said, Chachamim metamim. How tomei is it? Reish Lakish said, metamim means, it's tomei, well, it'll be all halachas, so serve him. Rabbi Yochanan said, metamim means you're not allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it either. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Gemara says, Tanya kevosei de Rabbi Yochanan. We learned a braisa araya to Rabbi Yochanan. Shnei dvorim ein bohem das lishoil. There are two cases that ein bohem das lishoil vasom chachomim kemo sheyesh bohem das lishoil. Let us see what Rashi says. Kevosi de Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar metamim de Rabbonim litlois, kimi sheyes das lishol. Vekaim alon, b'shus hayochid zvei keitomi, the bedovo shein beidas lishol, kaim alon, the filo b'shus hayochid zvei keitomi. That means, but let us just get the halachas straight. The halacha is Safik Tume Bershus Hayochid Sveikoi Tomei. It's a Safik, it's Tomei. There's Vadai. This is only if those who were involved in this Tume is Yeshbem Das Lishel. They are intelligent people who we could ask them what had occurred. This is a qualification they have to have. And if they have this qualification, they have the fantasy if they became tummy or not, but that's irrelevant. But if it's Yeshlem Das Lishel, the Loch isn't is a Safik Bashus Hayochid. Did they become tummy? Didn't they become tummy? Safik Tume Bashus Hayochid Sveike Tummy. But if those involved in the Tume, all participants in the Tume, are ein behem das lishel, and we have a sofik, so then the halacha is min ha-teire, it is toher. Sofik tume b'shus ha-yochid ein boi das lishel is toher. That's halachas. And I don't know if there is an explanation to this, or it's a chok, but that's the halacha al kaponim. That Sofik Tume, Ein Bem Das Lishol Es Toyer, Yesh Bem Das Lishol Es Tomek, Bishus Hayoch. So we learned a Baraisa, there are Shnei Dvorim, Ein Bem Das Lishol. Which means that, halachically, Min HaToyre De Toyer, Vasom Chachomim Kimo She Yesh Bem Das Lishol. And Chachomim were Machmer, and they said, it's Ke'ilu Yesh Bem Das Lishol. And therefore it's Tomek. That means it's a tume midarabona, mina toire, it's toire. Because in the Torah, it's Yesh Ein Bem Das Lishon. Mit der Rabbonen, they gave it a din of Yesh Bem Das Lishon. And what are these two cases? Tinek. Tinek. Tinek is one case. That Tinek Metapech Ba'ashbe is one case. Tinek void acheres. Tinek odamor. Tinek is this case that they gave it a din of Yeshbem das Lishon. Void acheres. Mahi, what is the other case, which in reality is aimed by das Lishon? The Chachomim gave it a din of Yeshbem das Lishon. Isa b'seich habayis. There was a doe in the house. Betown the goylim umashkin tmeim sham. And there were three factors in this house which could, if they get together, there's a lot of trouble. You have an isa shel tume. You have here mashkin tmeim. And you have town the goylis. Now, the town the goylis is a conductor for the mashkim tmeim to the ise. That means that town the goylis enjoys drinking from the mashke. It's not makpid, it's tomei or not tomei. So it drinks from the mashke. The town the goylis enjoys to peck on the ise. So there is something to think about. Now let us start thinking. I witnessed the ise, and I see that it was pecked on by the town the goylis, which we have in this room. And I have here now one suffix. I know Tom the Goylis enjoy drinking. Now, I assume they drank. I assume they pecked. But the Shaila is, when they pecked, was their beak, did the beak have water on it that could be Mitama the Isa, or did the beak not have any water on it to Mitama the Isa? That means, were they conductors of the Tomedika water to the Isa, yes or no? Which I haven't the faintest idea what happened, but we have to now paskin the shayla. Aloha, what does one do? Isa b'soich habayis v'tana goylim umashkin tmeim sham v'nimtso nikurim. And now I found that it was pekhan nikurim nikurim b'isa toilin. So if this was trume, is loy oichlin, it's hanging. Loy oichlin, v'loy sarfin. We will not eat this trume, we will not burn the trume. So now, hanegei alonu, the Baraisa says there are two cases in Shas that theoretically it's ein bem das lisho, that's tinik and tana goylis, and Chazal, for some reason, gave it a din of yesh bem das lisho, and by the second din, it says it's toilim. And if the first din is similar to the second din, these are two similar cases, which mean our Torah is ein bem das lisho, v'asum ki yesh bem das lisho. So that means in the first case, it's also toilim. Because we're comparing these two cases. These two cases are similar. I mean, our Torah ein bem das lisho, mit rabboni yesh bem das lisho. And the second case, he said, klos, what is the din then? Toilim. So Mamela, the first case is also Taylor. So that is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that, that what the Chachamim said, Metamim, this is Lachay the Chachamim. Come to Ramey, it's Taylor. That this is the Chachamim that say Metamim. Metamim means Taylor. Le'oichlin, le'oichlin. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Nikurim, Shenokru, Tal Negoylim, Beise. They were pecking on the Sise. Toilim, Emisa Zushal Tume, Chayshinon, Shema Shosu, Hatal Negoylim, Imashkin Atmei. Boyd Amashke, Taifeich, Bechal Tumeyim, Nokru Beise. Umide Komash, Neidvorim, Halolu, Asom, Kimi, Sheyesh, Boydas, Lishol. Both of them, in Mikadin, the Ein Boydas, Lishol, also mit Rabban. Voshaninu, Ba'achas, member, what's the Asun, Toilin? Michlal, the Tinek, Toilin. So this is a Raya from this Baraisa to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now let us see Taisvus. Zog Taisvus. So Taisvus says, Shedarkei shel tinek letafeach. Perish pekunteris letafeach ba'ashpe. And a kunteris is tafeach ba'ashpe. Vim toimer, kivin shetinek einei vaday tome. According to Rashi, the shayrish of the shayla is this tinek tome or not? So we have, roif tenoikis, that's a chazoke, roif tenoikis a metaphrin ba'ashpe, miya tenoikis a not metaphrin. So the shayrish of the shayla is, and the tinek, what is the tinek? Did he touch the ise? It seems he's zichatok, that's botzek biyoda. How did he get a hold of the botzek? So zichatok the ise. So the shayla is, but is he tomei or not? And that he have a chazok from reif tenoikis metapchem bise. Vim toi makivin shatinik einei vaday tomei, mkein amai nokat tinoik shenimtso betzad ha'isa, I mean, it's such a modern case that the Mishnah is telling us. The story is he touched the Isa. How do you know he touched the Isa? Because he's holding a botzek. He's sitting next to the Isa and he's holding the botzek. So now you have circumstantial evidence. How do you get hold of the botzek? He got it from the Isa. So he touched the Isa. Now the shailus is, was the tinnik tummy or not? So why do you have to go through such a scenario? The Isaida suffix is what the tinnik is. So say, tinnik shenoga be Isa. So finished. And then is the tinnik tummy, is the tinnik. Says my mutala chazoke. Vait koshe, damrine betesefte, mibnei ma omru sha tinek tome, amerdike tesefte, why is this tinek tome? Mishum de noshim nidois, megafavois, o menashke soisoi. Amerdike zah. You know why he's tome this tinek? Not because of Rashi's maise, that he's metapach ba'ashpe. Meh. He's such a cute kid. So all the women hug him and kiss him, and they were nidais. So he became tummy. So the Tesefta attributes the tummy go another reason. Not Al-Tzrashi that he's playing in the garbage. But Kelty's clean and does, and the women can't get over him. And they show their affection to him. Bahochim eforish, here it says, Mishum de metapchen bashbe. Lachain perish rabbein etam. Shatinaik Faday Tommy, not like Rashi at all. The tinik is Tommy. Kidam a forish bitesefte. You have a nice clean tinik that and in fakelti is so lovable that the noshim nida is a megafafois menashke soise. So he's Tommy from that. Well lakach smele he's Tommy. That's not the shaila. Well lakach not knockat shenimtso bitzat ho isa ubotsek biode. It's a different scenario. He's Tomei, and he's sitting next to Anisa, and he's holding Botzek. The hashte, so what is the sofik? Sofiku imnotlo min ha'isa v'timei es isa, oishemo odam toyer nichnas loshom, v'notala se isa v'nosan latinik. That's the shayla. Roiv tenoikis metapchen is not ba'ashbe, metapchen be'isa. That means, let us try to explain this a little better. That means as follows. There are certain tenoikis, reif tenoikis, they have a desire to chepe, to touch things, to take things. That's the characteristic. Reif tenoikis, if they have a desire to take a piece of the dough and play with it wherever they want, perhaps in back of their minds, they know maybe it's not the proper thing, but a tinnik is not in up to this darge of only doing proper things. So reif tinnik is metapchem beise, even though when they'll be found, they might get screamed at. Listen, the vowel, I'm a tinnik, and that's what I want, and that's... They'll take it. So you could attribute, when you see dough in his hands, you could attribute that he took the dough. There's a miyat tenoikis that are very straight from birth. they have the concept that there are certain things which are proper to do and things which are not proper to do. They won't take it themselves. They know the small children, they won't take it themselves. So, but they still are, they're still small, they're still children at heart, and they would love to play with this doll. So when a person passes by and he sees, they open up his eyes at him and look at him pleadingly, maybe I'm a small boy, I won't take it myself. Maybe you could take from the east and give me a piece of botzek. And this person sometimes could be obliging, and I'll give them from the east, an ishtoyer. If he wouldn't be an ishtoyer, he wouldn't want to be metam of the east, but an ishtoyer could be his... So now I see a scenario that I have a tinnik holding botzek. The shaila, how did he get a hold of this botzek? So if he's roiv tinoikis, so there's no problem. I got hold of it. He wanted to, and he did it. And even though realizing it's not the proper thing to do, could be he's from the mia tinoikis that won't take without permission. And therefore, so how did this botze get into his hand? A person passed by and gave it to him. So that's the chazaka we're talking about. Chaim Pesh Rabbi Natan. Sha'atinek v'aday tomek. K'dem afosh p'tesefta. L'kach nokat shenimtso b'tzad ha'isa. U'botzeg b'yodai. Tahash the sophical. Im not lo min ha'isa. Was he the one that took it from the isa? V'timei asis. Hashem odem teo nichnas lo sham. V'notal asis v'notso latinek. Fine, that is the suffix. That's our chazoke, there's a roiv. Ubo pligi rameya verabot. The rameya metayr, that's a linen, ba'odam toyer. You have a miyot and a chazoke, and that is enough to be metayr. V'chachomim metamim, mishum mibnei shedarki shel tinek letapeyach perish b'ise. V'yesh lo noloimer, shenot lo, we can assume that he did it. And therefore, we'll be metam of these. And metam, we have a machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, if it's letame not to eat it, or letame to burn it. Ubechi hai gavne pligi b'teseptus. You tell me I'm speaking about a very weird case. I have a suffix. How did this botzek get into this tinek's hands? Did he take it on his own accord? Did a toyer give it to him? So we have a similar case in a Tesefta. Gabi tinek shenimtso b'tzad hakever v'shoishanim b'yodoy. A very interesting tzir. You have a tinek that is sitting near a kever. On the other side of the kever, there were roses growing. Now I see all of a sudden this tinek is holding some roses. And he's sitting by the kever. So now I have to figure out how did these roses get to the tinnik. So it could be one of two oifanim. One oifan could be that the tinnik went to the other side, where was a rose bush over there. He went over the kever and he got the roses. So this journey of the tinnik over the kever is recognizable from what we see now. The roses were on the other side of the kever. He's holding some roses. Some of them, he picked some roses. Or there could be another possibility. Could be he wouldn't take roses by himself. Could be perhaps he asked a person to give him roses. He wouldn't know over the cave. Someone else gave him roses. So Mamela, that's how he's holding the roses. Pregavna pligi b'teisef tegabi tinnik shenimtso b'tzad hakever. V'sheishanim b'yodei, v'eina yoideyem atinik notlom oi odam toir noslom loi, chameyem etayer v'chachomim etamim. Zoktais v'zvaite, now we're going to get a little insight in our sugya. Smoich miyuta lechazoke v'isra leirube. Now, Taisvis had a moyodike problem over him. What is Pshat Yisra Leirube? We have a Merdike problem. Ramei is Metayer. So what's the Taich Yisra Leirube? So Tais understood, Israel Luba means we smash the Raib. It's command the lesser. That Miut in the Chazake overpowers the Raib. That's what Tais understood. Perish. Bave Raib, command the lesser. The Koshe. That's what Ramei is metayil out there. If it's a Sophic, if it's Tommy or not Tommy, Ramei would not be metayil, say you're allowed to eat it. It's a Sophic, the ice over here. So Kochoch, Smoich meyuta lachzok in the Israel Aruba, you destroy the Raif completely. This overpowers the Raif. Fekteisvis vekoshe. The Bereish perik baschad yevomis omrini gabishe sholach bailom dinas ayom. The Gemara says in Yevomis as follows. There was a woman, let us just explain the situation. There was a woman, let's say there was Yaakov had two wives, Rachel and Leah. And when he was living in Eretz Yisrael, he did not have any children, aside from Rachel, aside from Leah. Now, Yaakov decided to go to Medina Sayyum with Leah. And Rachel is left over in Eretz Yisrael. We have no means of communication between Medina Sayyum and Eretz Yisrael. 5 years later, an aide comes and informs Rachel, her husband died. Yaakov died. That's all he knows. Now, this Rachel is in a predicament. Did Leah have children? Did Leah not have children? What should she do now? If Leah had children, so there's no mitzvah of Yibum, so Mamela Rachel can get married. If Leah didn't have children, so they Yibum it, so there's a mitzvah of Yibum. She's the Yibum Lashuk. There's no means of communication whatsoever. What does Rachel do? So it says as follows, Eisha Sholach Bailolam Dinas Hayom, Vitzarosa Imoy, and he took along one wife with him, Vishama Haisha, and the wife that remained heard Shemais Baila. Rameya said, this Rachel, at the present time, is in a terrible predicament. Loitinose, she can't get married. Veloi misyabemes, and you can't be miyabma. Lafi deroiv noshim, misabris viyodes. Now Rameya started making a cheshbon nefesh. That means, to be clear, Ashayli was 5 years away with Leah. Did he have a child with Leah? Reiv Noshim is Abbas Vyodas. That's a Reiv. Reiv women, married women have children. Ve'ika lemeima, so therefore one could definitely say, Shatzore Shaholchim a Yolda. We could assume with Reiv that she had a child. Vahava Isha Shenishara Ptura Mina Yibum. She's part of a Yibum, she's allowed to get married. We have a Reiv, is Gevaldik. But the Gemara says, Vaita umiyut mapilo is yaldeim, but there's a miyut that even the Mesaba, the Mapu. Vekoma Ramei, Damrinin smoich miyut lechazoke. There's a miyut that don't have children. There's a Reiv that do have children. And there was, she was Becheskas zokok liyibum. Because then there was no children. It's equivalent to the Roiv. They combine the Miut and Chazoke combine together and they become equivalent to the Roiv. Now it becomes a Sofik HaShokul. Vavale Palge Upalge. The Loiti Nose. So I have a Sofik HaShokul. Maybe Leah had children. Maybe Leah didn't have children. So Mamela Rachel is in a predicament now. So Mamela, we see from that Gemara that Smoich Miyuta LeChazoke does not mean that the Miyut and Chazoke knock out the Roiv. If it knocks out the Roiv, so Mamela, so then the din would be that there should be a din yibum. which was Becheskas Yibum, and the Miyut Hanat Misabris V'yodes, so then, Lishmek Yibum, if it knocks out the Reif. The Gemara says, the whole accomplishment of Smoich Miyut HaRazok, it makes it a Sofik HaShokul. So I don't know, she's Zokik Liyibum. Not Zokik Liyibum. So therefore, there was a Sofik Daraisa, and all that's taught him, is Loiti Nosim, Loiti Shabim. So now we're stuck. So Taisva says, so what's Pshat Agamore? Agamore says that what? That Rameyo, because he holds Moich Miyutach Ozok, he's Metayer. I'm Metayer, please. It's a Sofik HaShokol, it's a Sofik Derais over here. Talking about Trume. V'chiteime Deino Chenami. Yeah, it's not a Sofik HaShokol. It's a Sofik HaShokol Taka. We have a new factor for Tare. Because the Tinnik is ain't by Das Lishol, so Sofik Tume, Bishus Ayochid, ain't by Das Lishol. It's Toya. Wonderful. The whole Sofik, ain't by Das Lishol, Bishus Ayochid, it's fake Toya. So, by Emerson, this Teretz, Taisvi says, Nechul and Daf, by Vova, Mebeis, Chapraim, said this Teretz, finished. Wonderful. It's a Sofik HaShokul, and it's aimed by Das Lishol. So, Mamei, let's try it. So, Taisa says, you can see it, Taisa doesn't like this Teretz. The Be'ed Yomrinim B'Somuch B'Shmaiten. Dasu Chachomim Kimi Sheyesh by Das Lishol. That's later the Baraisa. Shnei Dvom Asum Kedah Chachomim Sheyesh by Das Lishol. So, really, this we have to know. Is this a Dover HaMuskim? Or is this going according to the Chachomim? Maybe not according to Rameya. So Taisus Chulun assumed according to Rameya. According to Rameya, it is according to Rameya, it is Taka Ein Bei Das Lishol, and it is Toya. Okay, so while we remain with the Kashim.